Naturopathic associations now certify their members to use ozone, and several states and provinces have passed legislation allowing doctors to use unorthodox treatments. And a growing number of medical doctors also offer it, sometimes at risk to their license. One maverick doctor who lost his license for 5 days over ozone was the famous late diet guru Robert Atkins.
Well, I had an ozone generator, and we used it on all our AIDS patients. We used it on just about all our cancer patients, and we used it on the yeast patients, which really was the largest group. We found that our cancer protocol, which included ozone, was effective and was keeping people with so-called terminal cancer alive and without ever having to require pain medicine, without losing weight, without any sign of deterioration, because it has been very useful, extremely safe, a wide spectrum of activity, can destroy tumor, can actually allow for a shrinkage of tumor without destroying the immune system, sort of enhances the immune system while it's doing its benefit against the tumor. This is true in AIDS. The FDA saw to it that our manufacturer had to take away the business end of the machine. And then when we lost our ozone machine, the patients began to go downhill. To me, there was nothing wrong with ozone. I don't think the FDA ever showed any evidence that ozone was either used improperly or that it even had a risk. It's just that the FDA wanted their jurisdiction.